Here's Jim Haskins with a review of Judith and Dennis Frieden's Ida B. Wells, Mother of the Civil Rights Movement.
In the late 1920s, a young woman approached Ida B. Wells Barnett and confessed that she didn't know why the older woman was famous, other than that her fame involved lynching. Wells Barnett, who was in her middle 60s at the time, decided to write her autobiography, dedicating the book to our youth who are entitled to the facts of race history, which only the participants can give. She was writing the last chapter when she died of kidney disease in 1931 at the age of 68. Now, this biography for young people, 5th to 9th grade, is different from those that have preceded it because it was written with the assistance of Wells Barnett's grandchildren, who provided personal insights as well as family photographs. What an incredible woman was Ida Wells Barnett. Born in 1862, she sued the Chesapeake and Ohio Railroad for discrimination in 1884 at the age of 21. Became one of the nation's first female newspaper owners and editors when she purchased a 1/3 interest in the Memphis Free Press and Headlight in 1889. Was one of the world's first investigative reporters when she decided to uncover the truth about a Memphis lynching in 1892. She bought a pistol to protect herself after her editorials against mob murderers led white Memphis newspapers to call her a black scoundrel and a wretch, and declared that she should be tied to a stake and branded in the forehead with a hot iron. Wells Barnett was active in a variety of other causes, bringing to each the same spirit and refusal to back down from what she believed in. When the leaders of the National Woman's Suffragette Movement staged a demonstration in Washington, D.C. in 1913, Wells Barnett refused to march in a segregated colored section. In August of 1917, black soldiers in Houston, Texas, rioted in response to racial insults made by both the military and civilians, and were, as a result, subjected to harsh military revenge. Wells Barnett had buttons made bearing the inscription, "In Memorial, Martyred Negro Soldiers." Previously, the idea of a woman, much less a black woman, not only serving in the vanguard, but leading it in the cause of universal human rights was incompatible with American notions. Let us hope that the new era welcomes such ideas and elevates such foremothers as Ida B. Wells Barnett to their rightful place in history.